If you're a regular listener of My Perspectives, you probably know they're not always the most light and uplifting pieces. Shocking, right? I'm a cynic, a skeptic, a realist. I'm always questioning. I shoot from the hip, and I have little tolerance for stupid stuff. However, I was recently challenged by my fabulous wife to focus a bit more on gratitude, to see the better around me, to appreciate the little things. In that spirit, and in no particular order, here are some of those not-so-little things in my world for which I am truly grateful. Spending time with family. Life is short, people. Watching our college-age children continue to spread their wings out west and navigate the ups and downs of being young adults. My CrossFit gym family, which includes the 22-month-old daughter of one of our coaches who, when she sees me, barrels across the gym to give me a hug. Random animal videos on Instagram, which often prompt me to text my family and ask if we can get another cat, or a cow, or a penguin, or a giraffe, or an otter. What? I see nothing wrong with these options. Hunting for books in Chicago, Milwaukee, and Madison, and always coming home with treasures. Imparting a bit of wisdom on a younger person and seeing their eyes light up, knowing they appreciate the advice. The fact WNIJ gives me a monthly 90-second slot to opine, and that judging from the random feedback I get, people are listening. Now, these are dark times in the U.S., and I'm sure I'll go back to yelling at clouds and pointing out what grinds my gears soon enough. However, I'm going to try my hardest to find the light, to slow things down a bit, and to appreciate that no matter the temperature of our national dumpster fire, we still do live in an amazing country. That must count for something, right? I'm Wester Worry, and that's my perspective.